of Christ, to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. Your host, Dr. June Knight. I'm so excited to be with you. We are in the middle of November, 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. We have thankfulness in our heart for what God is doing in our nation and what He's doing in the bride. Amen. Listen, this is the first show since the Mississippi Awakening Revival Tour March that we did last week, and we just want to give God praise for what He did in Mississippi. We will be putting the videos up shortly, so please check into that. So listen, bride, we are very excited about the holidays. You know, it's almost been a year since this radio broadcast has been going. In January, it'll be a year. So we just want to say thank you, Lord, for what you have done in this radio broadcast featuring almost 200 ministries from across the world. We just give you praise and thanks for that tonight, God. So listen, tonight we are featuring a very special man. He is very unique. He does not like titles, so we're not going to label him tonight as a revivalist, evangelist, pastor, apostle, or prophet. We are just going to say the humble Eric Bullington. Hello, Mr. Bullington.
Hello, June. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing awesome. Listen, we are so honored to have you on the broadcast tonight. Now, listen, viewers, you are in for a treat tonight because I want to tell you a little bit about him. He is from Camden, Tennessee. He's a very humble man. Listen, he has a heart to serve. You know, I love people with servants' hearts that have a desire to help others and to undergird other ministries and to help other people with whatever he's got. Listen, he will ask you, can I make you a flyer, June? I'm like, yeah, I need a flyer. You know who it is? And he'll make one off of an app off his phone. He's like just using anything he's got to help. And do you know God loves that? He loves people that just want to serve with everything that they've got. And he has served, he's a lot like me. He has served many ministries. And God is blessing this man with favor upon the earth. Amen, Eric.
Amen. I know that's right.
Yes. Now listen, Eric, I ask all of the ministers that are on the broadcast, we know that God, every one of us have a story, and we know that God took you from nothing and made you into something. So what is it that God has done in your life, Eric?
Well, you know, for a very long time, you know, God has had his hand upon me, which before I ever even knew God, or I was saved at an early age. I was introduced to God, but I didn't walk the Christian life. I didn't talk about God on a daily basis. I didn't go to church, you know, and more or less had lost contact with any kind of spiritual relationship with God.
Yeah.
But little did I know, God had a purpose for me. You know, and I used to think, well, how could God ever use me to do, you know, some of this amazing stuff that I see going on? And, but, you know, through my walk in life, I went through several walks in life. I've been from being on the streets to being living in brand new homes to just being able to talk and relate to every walk of life of people. And, of course, God had to break me down because I used to be very prideful and used to be very proud and all that kind of stuff and used to be very much into the flesh, into the worldly things, and always wanted more and wanted it right now, as a lot of people do. You know, we don't have patience, you know, and I still have to work on my patience a lot. The Lord has to make me be still, and He just pretty much just showed me that there's a, you know, there was a void in my life. There was a hole that I always tried to fill with something, you know, with praise from like my dad or from my family or from work or something, you know, or even from drugs and alcohol. I always tried to fill this hole that was in me, and I never knew what that hole was. Until I found God, you know, and it was that hole, it was that void that I was missing, that love from God, you know, the acceptance from my Heavenly Father, you know, that, which I found out and learned today that that's who I have to please, you know, and if I'm pleasing God, that everybody else in my life or in my family should be pleased as well, and if not, then I need to pray for them, you know, because if I'm pleasing God, that's the only person that we should be worried about pleasing.
Yeah.
You know, I put God first and everything else, you know. And it was like a thing I said on Facebook the other day about relationships between man and woman, you know, and it said the first thing on my mind is you and the last thing on my mind is you. And that really kind of troubled me because really the first thing on my mind when I wake up should be God. I should be thanking God. You know, not that I would love my spouse or my girlfriend or whatever any less, but, you know, God should come first in everything. You know, and then the last thing on my mind should be God. When I go to bed at night, you know, after I was tell my girlfriend or my husband or my wife, you know, that I love them and everything, then, you know, it's time for me to thank God and to praise God and give Him thanks. You know, and so He just pretty much, you know, softened my heart. I used to not be very, very soft. We'll just put it like that. I used to not be very soft. I used to be very, very ill-natured. I just had a lot of resentment, a lot of anger inside, you know, and I tried to deal with that through counseling and a lot of different things. And of course, that stuff never worked. It always just made it seem to surface. And then I didn't know what to do with it, you know. And they wanted to give me medications and all this stuff to help me deal with it. But until I learned to give these things to God, they never went away.
Amen. Come on. That'll preach.
So, you know, when things come up in my life today, you know, I just give them to God, you know. And it's a growing process. It's something that, you know, It doesn't happen overnight, you know, the faith that I've grown to have. I mean, I just trust God with everything. I know that He's got a plan and that, you know, it's going to work out the way He wants it to. And if I start trying to make it work out the way I want it to, I'm just going to prolong and make things longer. You know, and God loves blessing His children. You know, He loves showing favor upon His children, especially the ones that put Him first and are willing to do whatever He, you know, wants them to do. That's why I don't like titles, because it's not about me. It's about God.
Yeah.
And I don't want to restrain myself just from preaching or just to evangelize or just to revival, because I'll do whatever God asks me to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to limit myself.
I know that most of the time the reason we ask for titles is only to so that it, like, shows the office that the person operates in. Like, you know, the evangelists, they do things different according to, you know, traveling and preaching. And if you have pastors, you know that they're, you know, over a set body. If they're apostles, you know, they're probably, you know what I mean? It's just kind of the office, I think, is what it is.
Right. And then I do understand that there is certain things that, you know, you do have to be licensed to be able to do certain things and things like that. And I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, and,
Now, Eric, there is something I want to ask you about. I think is very something that the bride needs to hear is I've seen that you put on Facebook many times about how the bride needs to be in unity. You'll say stuff like, come on, y'all, we need to, you know, people need to forgive each other and they need to get along, you know, that type of deal. Do you have a word for the bride on that? Because I know it's obviously one of your passions.
Well, you know, it's like this. You know, we all can agree to disagree on things, but as in times, as bad as times are right now, we all have one thing in common, and that's God. And that's the first and foremost and most important thing, and the rest of the things need to be put aside because, I mean, it's not about, because we're here to serve God, and we need each other, you know. And, you know, nobody's perfect, you know. I don't care how long you've been walking God, you're still not perfect. You know,
right.
I hope I never think that I am perfect because the only perfect person that I know of is God.
Right.
Anytime when I start thinking that I'm perfect, then that's when I'm going to start thinking I'm God, and then that's when I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just really feel like we need to draw together and to use whatever, you know, each ministry excels in, whatever they're good in. You know, I mean, that's a blessing, you know, and take what you can take and use that, you know. Don't look at the negative parts. I mean, negativity and fighting in the spirit is just as bad as fighting in the natural.
Yeah.
If not worse. You know, because in the natural, you can say that you get along and everything, and then really in the spirit, you're not in line with that person.
Yeah.
And that causes conflict in the spirit. You know, there's a lot of different warfare that goes on in the spirit realm that, you know, that we have to be in line with. And so I just would like to just say that we all just need to pull together, you know, and to have that heart and understanding, you know, and God showed us how much grace, compassion, love, and understanding.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what God's really put on me, is to really show that, you know, and to testify and to tell people, you know, that, you know, I mean, I've done ungodly things. I mean, I've really done some really bad things that I'm not proud of. I used to would never want to talk about, you know, but today I talk about it only to bring God to glory. Because if God bring me through those things, show favor on my life and use me the way he uses me today.
Yeah.
He's not sure to use anybody that will turn away from that way of life or from their sins and put him first.
Yeah.
You know, and to give him the glory. You know, it's not about what we do. You know, it's not about me. It's about what God does through me.
Yes.
No, it's not in my knowledge or my powers, but any of this stuff that happens in my life happens.
Yes.
Listen,
I think I can accentuate what you're saying is like, it's nothing, just because we have gifts of miracles, healings, whatever it is, gold dust, or, you know, whatever the gift is that God gives us, we should not take glory in that at all because it's not us, it's him. And if we go to a meeting and somebody gets saved, that glory is not to us either, because this is why the bride needs to know that everything that we're doing is all in unity. We're all a team. It's not an I in team. We're team. And the reason is you got Mama over here that's been praying for that boy for years. She has poured seed and seed and seed into the heavens, pouring her prayers in for her son to get saved. Okay, then she's been praying, okay, God, send somebody across his path that'll help him. Well, then here comes Joe Blow. Well, Joe Blow befriends him, and then he starts pouring into him. And then he meets a neighbor, and the neighbor invites him to a prayer meeting. He don't get saved there. But they poured into him. But one night, while he's at this certain meeting, is the encounter between him and God. It has nothing to do with you except for your obedience. But your obedience is just as equal it is that mom, as it is that neighbor, as it is that random person that come along that poured into that person. See how we're all a team? But
amen.
Some people say, oh, I've had all this happen at my meeting. Well, it's because the rest of the team out there has been plowing. You know what I'm saying?
The soil has to be ready for the seed. And then
yes.
The seed has to be tended to reap the harvest.
Exactly.
You know?
But it takes us all being in unity and working together in order to bring in the harvest. Okay, we're going to shift a little bit and move over to Friday night fire. Now, explain to the bride, first of all, where in the world is Camden, and tell us a little about your town, and then tell us what God did at Friday Night Fire.
Well, Camden, Tennessee is off of Interstate 40 on exit 126. It's on the Tennessee River. It's only got a population of about 3,800 people, and we have I don't know how many churches in our town. I mean, there's more church in that town than there is businesses. Praise God. You know,
right.
Friday Night Fire. It originally came from God, but it was my sister. You know, God showed my sister this vision of this Friday Night Fire, and so me and my dad and the prayer team, you know, we just wanted to give the public what we was getting freely. You know, we was the prayer team. We always meet, and God would reveal things to each one of us, and we'd pray for each other, and you know, and do things like that. But we wanted the public to encounter God. You know, and I feel like that's what God wants, or that's what the public needs, is more encounters with God.
Yeah.
You know, they need to encounter God. And because it took a pretty extreme thing for me. You know, it took a pretty extreme encounter for me. We have a church building located at 138 College Avenue in Camden, Tennessee. And right now we have every Wednesday night at 5 o'clock our prayer meetings. We hold prayer meetings every Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. And as God leads, you know, and we follow the Spirit, you know, He directs and brings people, different anointed people from across the nation to come in and give a message and to give a word. And what God has revealed to us is that He's bringing the best of the best through there and giving us impartation of what, you know, of the anointings that these different people carry. You know, it's just more about, you know, and it's not about the numbers. You know, we're not big on how many shows up or whatever, because whoever shows up, that's the point of time that God has appointed for them.
Amen.
You know, it's more about, you know, deliverance, healings, and salvation, you know, and just helping, you know, people, you know, and it's not, you know, we just want to be tools and vessels for God, and so we just make ourselves available on Wednesdays, you know, to open prayer. You know, people can come in and receive prayer and, you know, and just participate, you know, if they just want to come in and participate with us, they can come in and participate, or they can come in and receive prayer, you know, or just, you know, just whatever the Spirit leads.
Me ask you this. You said your sister, actually, now her name is Stephanie, actually had the vision for this, and your whole family is anointed. Your whole family actually does ministry together. You and your father, Ricky Bullington, and your sister, right?
Correct. My dad's he's very anointed. He walks with a very strong authority, anointing with the word. Word, and he just wrote a book called Revealing the First, Second, and Third Earth Ages. I think it's going to be coming out soon. I think y'all have to get that finished.
Yeah.
Is that correct? So that'll be final. I think that was finalized today. But he just walks in a very strong authority figure. He stands on the word. He believes in the word. And my dad's very black and white. And if that's what it says, that's what's going to happen. And you better be ready.
Well, Miss Stephanie said that he has a seer anointing. Is that right?
Yeah. He also sees words. On people, and sometimes it will be like he'll see the word anxiety, and what, of course, that's revealing to him that person's dealing with anxiety, and that's what he's supposed to go pray over.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll see the word that I forget the word that he sees a lot, but it's like people talking against people on a person, and he's to go and pray for that person for that stuff to break off of them, because we don't realize how powerful our words are.
Yes, amen.
We can either speak life into people, or we can speak death into people.
Yes.
We can either condemn people, or we can uplift people.
Yes.
And that's where my heart is. I want to talk to people about heaven. I want to talk to people about the good things. I want to encourage people to want to find out about God, to know God. Not to scare them, to know God. I mean, when you know God, there does come, some responsibilities and, a little more. You know what I'm trying to say there. But so I just like to encourage, people to find God and just to be uplifting, because there's enough condemnation and enough negativity going on in the world that you can go anywhere you want to and get all that you want,
Yeah. Now, Eric, we're going to kind of shift over a little bit. I've got a question. Now, after we do this question, we're going to take a quick little commercial break and then allow you to deliver the word, whatever the Holy Spirit gave you. But I ask most every minister on the broadcast, if you had 5 minutes to talk to the bride about current day events, like either a warning, an exhortation, or something to help them prepare for what's coming. What do you see coming to the United States, and how can the bride prepare for that?
Well, it's pretty obvious that we've turned away from God. Our government has turned away. They're turning away from Israel. Some different things that, have been prophesied about, some things. The most thing that I can really speak to the bride about is just to make sure to get your heart pure, to be cleansed, to repent. And repentance is not it's not a bad thing. It's a humbling thing. It's just something that shows your Father, your Heavenly Father, that you want to be close with Him, and that you don't want nothing to stand in the way. Just repent for your region, your nation, for all the nations, and just pray, that God will have His way, and He'll come down and line things up for us.
Yes, now listen, Brad, I just thought of a funny story that I've got to tell you about Eric. When I first met Eric, is when I did that broadcast for all of the nation's hot spots, the revival fires. Eric's like, oh, my God. He's like, I don't know what to do. We're just a small little town named Camden. It was so funny the way that God put all that together. But, okay, we're going to take a quick...
And that was actually my first really... other than Friday Night Fire, which was my sister and my dad, I kind of had to kind of guide me, that the Lord had to, the Lord moved me out on my own sometimes just for me to be more confident in being and trusting with Him.
Yeah.
And that's what I got out of that, was just to trust Him more and just be more confident, and knowing that I'm following the Spirit and hearing the Spirit. But, yeah, that was a little overwhelming there. you and you y'all had called, and the next thing we know, we had like 10 or 12 people on the telephone on that conference thing. I was blown away. I said, I just want to spread the joy.
Amen. Okay, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. One moment.
Bride, are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Vision Communication can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is sold. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen.
Okay, Bride, this is your host, Dr. June. I'm so excited to be back with you tonight with Eric Bullington. Okay, Eric, go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay, well, this is open. I just want to start this with prayer. You know, dear God, I just come to you tonight. I just humbly come before you and just ask that you use me as a tool and that you speak through me and just give me the words and the wisdom and understanding to relate and give a message that will touch, you know, someone that is listening to this broadcast, that will give them some kind of peace, some understanding, or just to help them grow and going, getting close to you, dear Lord. I just give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I just briefly tonight, I'd just like to talk to you about something that God has revealed to me. You know, and it's about a love and a peace that supersedes all. You know, it doesn't matter what you're walking through, what kind of trials you're going through. You know, it talks about it in 1 Peter, and I believe in James. We know it tells us that we're supposed to rejoice and give praise even during the middle of even painful trials. You know, and I know that's hard, and I talked to my sister about it, and she says, I know it's hard. She says, you know, to be like that, you know, because, you know, we hurt and things, and it's hard to be grateful and to actually see, you know, or to know that God's got his hand upon it or that there's a bigger picture in it. But, you know, it to give praise to God and to be thankful, even in my time as of now, you know, I'm battling some things with my health from my past lifestyle that has caught up with me. And it could turn out not good. And, you know, and then, you know, or I don't know. But, you know, I do have faith that God has got his hand upon it. And however it does turn out, it's going to be God's will. You know, there's always a bigger picture than we can see, you know. And but what I've learned through this trial, you know, was about 5 weeks ago was when I studied that, and I was, and it really touched hold of me. And then 2 weeks later, I became sick. But I continued to praise God and to thank God each and every day, you know, because, you know, even if I wake up tomorrow and I'm hurting, I'm still alive. I'm still thankful. You know, I'm still able to be here, you know, to be with my family, you know, and I don't want to, you know, trouble. I don't want to be in any trouble. If anything, I want to be a light, you know, and God has shown me to be a light. Even during the darkest times, God can be anywhere, anytime, you know, through the hardest things, you know, when you don't even thank God, if you would just turn to God and just ask God. Hello?
I'm here.
That he would come in, you know, and just would overtake you, you know. I mean, spend a lot of time in praise and worship, you know, and a lot of times during praise and worship, when I get done in praise and worship, I just feel so relieved, you know. And it's not that I go to God and I ask Him for anything during praise and worship, you know. It's just to praise Him and just thank Him for all the things that He has done, you know. I thank God for waiting on me to get my life right before any of this stuff could have, you know, has taken place, you know, because it is my last time. At least God did wait on me, you know, to get my heart right, you know, to get to know my Heavenly Father and to have peace, you know. And I know that if anything was to happen, I know where I'm going to go, you know. And, you know, so just really, just to have that, I mean, I have no stress. I mean, and I've struggled with anxiety and stress all my life, you know, until this year, until God's encounter, until I had an encounter with God and His presence overtaking me. And, you know, and I've got boldness. I don't mind going and talking to people about God, you know. Now, I used to, you know, would kind of be teeter-tottering, you know, I'd be a little kind of shameful, you know, this and that, knowing whether to talk to this person or not. But they either receive it or they don't, you know, and if they don't, then that's on them. I've done my part, you know. But I just wanted to encourage everybody to just to pray and to praise God and to thank God, you know, for all things, you know, even the smallest things. You know, there's no self-made man. You know, God opens every door.
Amen.
You know, now, He opens the door. Now we have to go through that door, and we have to do the work. But, you know, there's nobody that has done it all on their own. You know,
right.
It may seem like it in the natural that they've done it all on their own.
Yeah.
But really, you know, in the spirit, that God opened the door and gave him that opportunity.
Come on now.
So, you know, and
amen.
Don't boast. Don't be prideful. Don't be proud. Don't, because it's only by God's grace and love and compassion upon His children that you have those things, that He blessed, that you have the blessings.
Yeah.
You know, and don't ever forget where them blessings come from. You know, because just as easy as He gives them to you, He can take them away.
Yes. Amen.
You know, and I love the blessings. Don't get me wrong. I love the blessings. So we want to make sure we give God the glory. Amen.
Yes, amen.
I mean, He deserves it all. I mean, and God is, you even think about it, He created each and every little dot on the ladybug. You know, I mean, He is all the world. You know, I mean, He makes all the landscapes across the world. I mean, this world is so beautiful. You can experience and see different, you know, whatever your heart desires, whatever you like, as far as, you know, looking at whatever you find beautiful, it's in this world. And God created you and me both. You know, and so if he created each dot on a ladybug, you know He knows every hair on your head.
Yeah.
You know, because we are His children. So that's just basically, you know, why I wanted to talk to you about tonight, was just that God's peace and love can be with you through anything. Don't think that there's any hard time or that there's any job too big, because my God has big shoulders, you know, and it says lay your burdens at His feet, you know, give your burdens to Him, and He will tend to them. And I do that, you know, when things bother me, I just give them to God, And I just have to stand in faith that in God's time, they will work out. You know, I mean, a lot of times we want things right here and right now. You know, God, I want a new car tomorrow. Well, God wants me to have a new car, maybe, but it might not be tomorrow when he wants me to have it. And, you know, and I have to know that God's plan's the best plan.
Right.
You know, my plan's not always, you know, the best plan. It, you know, it may be in line, but it may not be in time. You know?
Oh, that is good.
So, but anyways, I mean, so I'm just grateful and just thankful for, you know, God blessing me with the different ministries that I've been able to be part of, to talk with, to learn from. Just grateful for my family, you know, to being supportive, you know, and just being here for me, you know, for June, for standing where she stands, you know. It's not always easy, and I know it's not, but she's a woman of faith, and I know that woman's got the love. She loves people. She really does. Her heart pours out to people.
Oh,
God,
Lord.
Broken, you know, and when he restores us, you know, and heals us from those broken wounds, you know, and that's where we get our power from, you know, from God. And that's where we get glory to God, is through the testimonies, what God has done and what he's healed us from, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have no depression. I don't have no anxiety. I don't have no fear, you know. Now, if a big bear was to come running at me, Lord God would have said, you know, I'm going to have a little fear because I'm going to have to get out of the way.
Yeah.
But I think that's just being smart. But, you know, God, I don't fear nothing today. You know, a lot of fear, you know, is what causes anxiety. You know, fear of known and fear of this. You know, but I have faith that God's got that plan. You know, and God knows where I'm going. And having that faith and that understanding with that, it just totally wipes out my anxiety.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's what I want to leave you with tonight. It's just, you know, a little bit about the peace and the love God has, you know, and that if you turn away from, you know, whatever, you know, your trials are, whatever your temptations are of the flesh, if you really repent, you know, and turn to God and ask God to help you, you know, I'm not saying that you can just do it over and over and say, well, it's okay because I'll repent Sunday, you know. You have to really go full heartedly with your heart and say, God, I want your help with this because I want to be closer with you. You know, and what is so awesome is that God wants to know you. You know, God, he's all the mighty, and he wants to know me. He wants a personal and intimate relationship with me. You know, and that just blows me away that a God that created this world and the universes and all that wants a relationship with me. You know, how special is that? You know, so anyways.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, well, it just touches my heart to talk about the love and peace of God. It just really does. You know.
My melon.
So that's pretty much what I've got for you tonight. Mm-hmm.
Now listen, Brad, he is a really good, I know y'all don't know him, but I've been around him now for about 6 months, and I tell you, he does have a lot of love. He's so, you know, when you meet him, he's just so humble and, you know, just wants to love on everybody and feel accepted and just a very, you know, good person to be around because his spirits are so uplifting, you know, and he's very helpful. And I really appreciate all your help that you've done with the ministry and helping with the television part with the cameras. And, you know, right now, I mean, this ministry is new. We're young, and we've basically been operating off faith this past year and with antiquated equipment, you know. But when the equipment falls on the ground, you just pick it up and keep going. I mean,
whatever the Lord blesses us with, that's what we use.
That's it. Come on now. And because, you know, God wants to know if we take care of his things, and he'll bless us with better things. But listen, brother, I asked the bride to come in agreement with us. And, bride, we're going to ask you if you would just bow your head right now. We're going to pray for Eric and for his life. And the bride is going to come together in agreement. And listen, even if you're listening to this broadcast down the road, I mean, if it's 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, or whatever, because these broadcasts are just as important in the archives. No matter when you listen to this, bow your head and come together in agreement for Eric and his family. Amen, because we're all the bride. God has called each one of us on a mission. Each one of us are called for specific things and for a specific time, for the timing of our lives. So let's just all come together. Lord, the bride comes together in agreement right now across the earth, Lord, for Eric Bullington. We thank you, God, for his life. We thank you that you wrote his book before time began. Lord, that you are faithful and just to finish what you began in him. We thank you, God, that you brought him here, Lord, to bless the bride, to bless the earth, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that his life would be to the fullness thereof in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have called him for such a time as this, God. And we just are coming together in agreement because your word says that when two or three agree as touching anything, that that prayer will be answered. And your word says that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And, Lord, we also know that the bride's prayers are set as bowls before the throne of heaven, and that it is the beautiful scent before your nostrils, God. You love it when we pray and when we bombard heaven and when we go before the throne and we say, God, we're your children here. We need an answer. We're seeking your face about this, God. We recognize our humanity. We recognize our need for our Creator, that we cannot do this thing on our own, God, that we are just a reckless abandonment to our need to you, God. And the bride comes together on Eric's behalf, Lord, about his body right now, coming together in agreement, Lord, for total restoration in his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We speak to all the cells to be restored, all the bones to be restored, every organ to be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a restoring God. You have extra organs up in heaven, Lord. We are calling those down right now in Jesus' name, that he would be made 100% whole, healed in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. That every bit of him be made whole, Lord, including his brain cells. No matter what happened in the past, Lord, that was the past. And we call every lying devil a lying devil in Jesus' name. We are calling out your truth, Lord, and your truth is the word of God, and the word of God don't move. And the word of God says that by your stripes that he is healed. We pray right now that he is healed, Lord, and no weapon formed against my brother shall prosper, and all them that rise up against him shall fall. And I thank you, Lord, that the bride across the earth is standing together, Lord. I see it in the spirit like locking arms. We're locking arms around our brother, Lord, and we're saying we shall not be moved, Lord. We are calling upon heaven, Lord, to move upon our brother and to move upon his life, Lord, that he will be made whole, Lord, that he will come forth, Lord, as the mighty man of God you have called him to be, Lord, taking the army, Lord, and marching in the army of the living God, Lord, full of life and full of restoration and full of destiny and full of purpose, Lord, and taking dominion and taking authority like you have called him to do, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that we believe you, Lord. We believe your word, Lord, more than what any doctor shall say, God, because whose report will we believe? But we shall believe the report of the Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we have you to rest upon, Lord. We have you to trust upon, Lord. We can't trust upon anybody else but you, Lord, because you are everything. You're the creator of all things. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that the bride also asks, God, that you bless our brother in every area of his life, Lord, not only in his health, but his finances, restoring his finances to him, Lord, restoring everything in relationships, Lord, restoring relationships to him, Lord. And we pray, God, that you would, all the downloads from heaven, Lord, come to him, downloading into him all of the tools and strategies that he is going to need to accomplish the mission that you have called for him to do in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that all of the tools and strategies would come down, Lord, and he would be able to do everything that you have called him to do, Lord. We speak encouragement into him, Lord. We speak joy into him, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. You are a supernatural God. We don't walk in the natural, Lord. We walk in the supernatural. And we walk where our eyes do not understand. We walk where our ears do not understand. We walk where our feet do not understand, because we walk according to the will, the destiny, and the faith that you have called us to walk in, God. We thank you and give you glory for Eric's life, Lord. We thank you for all of his family, for blessing all of his family, Lord, and for opening doors for him, Lord. We thank you and give you praise for his life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Eric, if you can, I would love it if you would just be led of the Holy Spirit and pray for the bride.
Okay.
Especially the unity. I'd really like for you to pray for the unity.
Okay. Dear Lord, we just come to you tonight. We just humbly ask you just to touch each and everybody, just each body and the bride. And just purify our hearts and put our differences aside,
yes,
dear
Lord.
Just to put kingdom business where kingdom business should be. Kingdom business, yes, is first, you know, and everything else is, you know, will be taken care of by you, dear Lord. Let us just pray and just let us just do your work, dear Lord, and just draw on each other's strengths, dear Lord, as we are different parts of an army, just like the Navy SEALs and the military and different things. They all are different parts of one big greater thing.
Yes.
You know, and they all need one another to function, dear Lord. And we just ask that you draw us into unity and pull us together, dear Lord. And we just ask that you help us draw into unity and to not battle in the spirit or not battle in the natural, just to find each other's strengths and to uplift and encourage each other, you know, to help each other. Just to grow stronger, dear Lord, just to better serve you more, dear Lord, to be able to do more work for you and to bring you more glory, dear Lord. We just want to bring you more glory and all the praise, dear Lord, all the praise and all the glory that you are worthy of. And we just ask that you touch each and every one of our hearts and minds, dear Lord, and just purify us and just draw us close to you, dear Lord, and let us know what we need to do on our behalf as far as serving you, dear Lord, and just drawing to you and just serving you, dear Lord, to what will make a difference in our nation and the nations around us, dear Lord, what will affect, you know, the nations the most, what we can do to serve you, dear Lord, to affect the nations, dear Lord, to help the nations be as one, dear Lord. And we just ask that you come and just do this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, listen, bride, thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. And just remember, when you go to bed tonight, you know, what Eric said earlier. You know, we should go to bed thinking about him, and we should wake up thinking about him. We should say, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." That's the best book, if y'all haven't read it, by Benny Hinn. "Good morning, yeah. Holy Spirit." It opens your eyes to how he's a person and how he wants to have a relationship with you. And when I preach to little children, I tell them, you know, the Holy Spirit is your superpower on the inside of you. And and so when we go to bed, good night, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
That y'all have a good night tonight. Now, Eric, you stay on the line. Thank you, Bride. Good night.